Each year, thousands of children from around the world are adopted by U.S. citizens. According to the 2010 international adoption stats, there were over 3,400 adoptions from China, 2,500 from Ethiopia, 1,082 from Russia, and over 60 from Uganda, just to name a few last year. But with how many thousands of adoptions there are each year by U.S. citizens, it's not always easy, and it can take a long time.
It's just been a long process. It's just taken a long time to get where we are. So we started with an overseas adoption.
The start of the paperwork about a year and a half ago is when we initially started the first application.
That's Wrangell couple Greg and Laura Szilard. They knew they always wanted to have more kids, but were unable to have children of their own. And with Greg at 50 years old and Laura at 46, and with previous children, they knew they would have trouble qualifying for a U.S. adoption. That's when they began looking at international adoptions. Laura says early on they were working with an agency in Ethiopia, but due to time restraints, a year into the process, switched to Uganda. And that's when, she said, the ball started to roll.
Well, when they called, I was still in bed, asleep. And I told him, I said, I have to call you back. I can't breathe. I can't think.
That call was from an adoption agency working out of Uganda. They were calling to let the Szilards know they had been approved to adopt two little girls, ages 3 and 5.
When we switched to Uganda, that's when everything just fell into place quickly. I would say that we switched to the Uganda program in March of this year. And within 6 weeks, we got our referral. That is a very quick turnaround. Usually, a lot of programs, you wait anywhere from 6 months to a year, even a year and a half, for a referral. And then you still have to wait for your court date.
But they say the process wasn't that simple. Both Greg and Laura work in the medical field, Greg as a physician and Laura as a registered nurse. But even as a couple with secure incomes, the adoption process is expensive. They say with a home study, adoption agency fees, a lawyer, and travel, the overall cost is over $20,000. Laura says along with costs, the process can be long and arduous.
There's no adoption is just boom, boom, fast. As much as there is a need for parents and children to have a home, you have to go through a lot of steps. Like I said, there's a home study. And when they do a home study, they want to look at your income. They want to look at where you live. They come and look at your house and make sure it's kid safe, kid friendly. They don't care if you live in an apartment or a home. They just want to check it out. Then they do background references. And then they do background, every kind of background check known to man. And all that takes time.
She says for those thinking about adopting, it's important to start research early and stay as patient as possible. The Szilards say what helped them with their adoption process was the overwhelming support of the Wrangell community. They thank the community for the fundraising and donations collected to help with the adoption of the two girls. And as a way to give back, the Szilards plan to do medical missionary work while in Uganda. This will include physicals and assessments, and teaching caregivers at the orphanage how to do their own well-child checkups while addressing major developmental milestones.
We'll do what we can while we're there, but once we're gone, there needs somebody there that can identify problems. If nothing else, and to identify, well, this child's not growing like he should, and so they'll know when to try to get him in to see a doctor.
Dr. Szilard says teaching basic medical care is something he and Laura have always wanted to do, and says it's an important first step in improving medical practices in more impoverished parts of the world. The Szilards expect to be back in Wrangell with their two girls by the end of September. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.